The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, in the UK, drivers may be unaware that checking a smartwatch could leave them facing the same penalties as using your mobile phone while driving. So should the same thing be introduced here? Ger Herbert, motoring expert with the Irish Independent, joins us. Ger, what is the law? Is there a law about using your smartwatch even while driving?
There isn't. I mean, it isn't named in the law, but there's kind of a loose definition of what a mobile phone is. So it's called a portable communications device. So I would imagine you could have the same argument that the same risk and legal principle would apply to a smartwatch, given the fact that, you know, if you look at the sort of definitions in the law, it's about capable of making or receiving calls or receiving messages or transmitting messages. So I assume you could. Now, I'm sure if it's, you know, the smartwatch wearing started to show up in collision data, they'd actually explicitly put a line into the Act, and I'm sure it wouldn't be that difficult. But at the moment, I would say you could argue in court that it is the same thing.
Yeah, I would have thought so. And it's obviously pretty distracting if you're using your smartwatch while driving.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I don't think people realise just how much even taking your eyes off the road for 1 or 2 seconds. I mean, anything can happen depending on the speed that you're going as well. You can cover quite a distance in, you know, 2, possibly 3 seconds. So I think that's the thing to be aware of. But I have to say, I read this today, Shane, and then I thought, and yet we allow these big touch screens in cars and really distracting stuff. And yet it's perfectly legit to interact with your touch screen while you're driving. So you would wonder.
Do you think they're comparable?
I think, again, as I said, anything that takes your eye off the road is a problem. And there was research. I mean, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay are supposed to just mirror your mobile phone on the screen and kind of gives you all of the functionality of your mobile phone, but you should be able to use it while driving. I mean, that's the whole idea. But they have done research on this, and they found that, you know, people take their eyes off for long stretches of time on the road. And obviously, you know, everything from their actual position on the road can be compromised because of this. So there's no doubt that these touch screens are distracting. And even when voice control is being used, because you're cognitively interacting with the system, there is a load there as well. So, you know, I do think there's big questions to be asked about how useful they are, really.
Okay. Just going back to smartwatches, your contention is technically they're not mentioned, but you think because it's effectively a mobile device, it could well be covered by the law.
Yeah, as the law stands, I would imagine you could argue there's a very strong argument that the same risk and legal principle would apply to it.
Okay. So, the advice to people is, like, you should not be using devices at all when driving.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, set up your music, set up whatever before you set off on the road, and then just concentrate on the road. Now, you know, there are more of these buttons coming back into cars, thankfully, so you can sort of key functions can be done with your eyes on the road and just touching, you know, feeling for a button and changing the remote control, the volume on your phone, on your radio or whatever. But there's a lot of cars on the roads at the moment where everything goes through the touch screen, and like, it's madness to be trying to navigate menus and layers of menus while you're trying to drive.
It is. Somebody has got in touch to say that people are streaming TV in their cars now. Are people really that stupid? Is that actually happening?
I would well believe it. You hear some horror stories about the M50, particularly when it's particularly congested, because people think, "Ah, sure, we're not going far now. I'll just put something on." So definitely you do. And I think even mobile phone usage, regardless of the fact that most cars now have some sort of Bluetooth function, you seem to see it more and more. If you stop at the traffic lights, the amount of people who are checking their phones, texting while driving, it just seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, and you do worry about these, I suppose, very advanced high-tech cars with the different screens. You think they are distracting as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a good reason why the Euro NCAP is saying bring back buttons for key functions, because I think there's absolutely no way you can interact with a screen. And I know you're not supposed to be, but you cannot interact with a screen safely while you're driving, because, you know, you have to be able to look at it. And it's just not feasible. The other problem is, Shane, as well, all of these systems are set up for the opposite side of the road. So if you think about it, we always get a compromised car because the car was designed for the other side of the road. So we're operating these screens means with our left hand, which is predominantly most, for most people, not the dominant hand. Whereas if you're in Europe, you're doing that with your other hand, with your right hand, which is probably easier. So it's, you know, it is compromising for us.
Yeah, good point. I hadn't thought of that. Ger Herbert, as always, thank you for talking to us this evening. Ger Herbert there, motoring editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.